hated coming home at night to an empty house. The other kids had to go in at dinner time and couldn't come back out. I could always play outside forever. I was always the last to go home and always alone to face the bad people. The bad people. I can still see their faces. If they weren't waiting in the bathtub and shower to stab me, they were one step ahead or behind me, walking from room to room until I got upstairs to my room. I never tried to catch them, though. I just wanted them to know that I knew they were there, and that they were there somewhere between me, my bed, and the stairs. So I'd leave the lights on for them, and sometimes my dinner too. My mother hated that, but she was never there. The silence itself would make noise, fast wah-wahs, far then close. Every night, I'd make a new path on my floor so only I could walk through it silently without knocking things over or making any noise. I would set booby-trap tripwires and rig up burglar alarms with children's Toys R Us do-it-yourself electric kits, and I'd listen intensely and flinch at every creak. I never said a word to them, because to hear an answer back would have sent me into shock. So basically, I participated and planned my own death and funeral every night around 9 o'clock. I laid in bed, stiff and perfectly straight, completely hidden under a blanket, pulled tight around me, even over my head. I tried so hard to look and act like a mummy. My blanket was a royal blue comforter with a white linear floral design pattern on the back. It looked so girly, and I hated it, but I'd turn it over so the ugly girly flower side was on top, on the outside, so the bad people would think I was already dead, like a mummy, and I would make no sounds and not move an inch, and when I really had to move to scratch an itch, I did it super unnoticeably slow. And I try to stop breathing, and I try to stop my heart from beating. When I couldn't, I'd loosen the blanket just a little bit from around my torso, so there was just enough empty space between the blanket and my chest, so the blanket never moved when I breathed. And once my mother came home, I'd roll over and go to sleep, unless she was drunk. In the summertime, I'd go so far as to build a sarcophagus tent around the bottom bunk. But when the paranoia got real bad, I'd pull the clothes out of all my drawers and put them in one big giant pile on the closet floor and do hide and play dead under there, and always held my bathroom for hours, of course. Then I started sleeping with a baseball bat, two knives, and nunchucks. And I'd have my funeral next to the open window so I could jump out if I had to. And during the day, I would practice jumping out of the window, two stories blindfolded or with my eyes closed, no problem. I'd spend hours laying in suspended animation suspense. If I didn't do all this, the bad people would kill me. And I would keep my eyes rolled up in the back of my head as far as they would possibly go, because I knew they'd check if they even suspected that I wasn't already dead yet. They wanted to stab me, nothing else. They were always there, everywhere in the country, stabbing people, like Olga down the street and my friend little Amy Baker. They were killed simply because there are bad people, and they kill people. Sometimes they are drunk or on drugs. They've killed everyone who was ever murdered. But I'm not afraid of the bad people anymore, because on Friday, I became one of them. I stabbed somebody, there I said it. But I still hate coming home to an empty home and sleeping alone. Every night when I go to bed now, I have a new ritual. One, customary quick time spent flat on back, less than 10 seconds. Two, one finger kiss blown to each glow-in-the-dark star on the roof. Three, send and receive imaginary messages from my ex-girlfriend. Four, then pray. Five, twisting roll to the right. Six, tug pillow down twice. Ready? Pray. strike! Lift upper torso, twist and switch, facing sides, lift, twist and switch, facing back, back and forth, listen to chatter, and still have wah-wah panic attacks. Squeeze pillow down over my face and pass myself out until I dream. But I dream in nightmares of taking scar tissue and scabs and peeling them off like stickers and putting them in an airtight Ziploc sandwich bag. Pour lighter fluid in there, light it on fire, and bury it under the ground, burning so the worms can get in and all my guilt can get gone. Hide and play dead is for children and sissies. The object of the game now is to go from room to room in the dark, ahead and behind the other bad people, and smash them into oblivion with a 30-pound sledgehammer divining rod antler in my brain. JCPD, PDQ, BS, PTSD flashes, bullshit. Mommy's gone, tubes and needles. Mommy's gone, too much cocaine. Open sore wounds and a ghost coming out your mouth. Stephanie wearing nothing but a blanket sleeps on the couch like a cat, spread eagle and peaceful. And me under the other covers, not breathing, but more than equal to most of the other really terrible bad people when I strike. Compared to me, they are all like James Sautine's dead dog, with two forks holding their chest open while he paints them. Rib cage exposed, guts hanging out like math needs numbers. I need more bad people for animal torture, more shit data, and poetry. That's the sound my testicle makes when I stick needles in it to intimidate the other bad people, right as they're about to pass out. Sometimes, when my testicle pops, I close my eyes and see millions upon millions of René Magritte paintings with titles like, "This is not a piece of shit. This is not a piece of flesh. This is not a piece of evidence yet. This is not scar tissue and scabs in a Ziploc bag. And this is not a knife that's gonna be found any day now, with no blood or fingerprints 12 inches down in the dirt next to Muncie Church. And this is not good people bleeding and hurt. This is not a redneck with 9 redneck friends talking shit to me and me stabbing him at Dixieland. And this is not half a bottle of sake. This is not denial. This is not a game called hide and play dead. This is confession time. I call it, come out, demon, come out. And the best place for it to come out is my head.